The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
We're back. Final hour on a busy Wednesday. Let's get back to the calls. And Steve is up next. Hello, Steve.
How you doing, Mr. Paul?
We were doing great. Thank you.
Paul, I got a couple of questions for you real quick, if you don't mind.
No.
I was wondering if we could start some kind of campaign to get you your doctorate at the University of Tennessee in journalism. Have they ever given you an honorary doctorate over there in Knoxville?
Steve, the answer is no, they have not.
Well, they should, buddy. I wanted to say Dr. Paul Biden, signed by Jim from Tuscaloosa.
That would be a great honor to get an honorary degree from my alma mater.
Yeah, they should do that for you, buddy.
I mean, I'll take it from a night school around the corner.
Yeah, you've earned it, man. You've earned it. I've been following you since you were in the Birmingham Post, and I think we're about the same age. I think we graduated the same year. You graduated from Tennessee. I graduated from Alabama.
Well, there's still some debate about whether I really graduated, but I do have a degree.
Probably for me, too. I got a question about cheerleader. I want you to ask her next time she's on.
Okay.
I want to know what year, or maybe should just give us a range, but the year she graduated, was she there with the Troxell twins at Alabama? Or was she there even earlier with Steela Ward?
I want you to don't go anywhere, because I am going to ask her that immediately. Cheerleader is up next.
Hello.
Hello, cheerleader.
Hello.
Did you hear?
Yes.
Did you hear the question?
I did hear the question, and I don't mean to, you know, I'm just not going to tell you a lie, but I was not there with either one of those cheerleaders.
Okay, well,
I wasn't there with either
no
one of them.
There's no reason for you to lie about something that could be easily found out.
Well, that's true.
That's what
but
people don't understand.
I was not there with either one of them.
I mean, nowadays you cannot lie about things like that. Like we have a caller who tries to act like he's like 43 years old. We know how old he is.
Well, to your caller who asked, I was not a cheerleader.
We have his high school
Alabama
picture, which we will be showing later.
I was not a cheerleader at Alabama.
Okay. So where were you a cheerleader, so I can get the pictures?
In Bluntstown High School in Bluntstown, Florida.
Okay.
And we went to state, you know, with football, well, with basketball mainly.
Yeah.
We'd go to state, we'd win, and our cheerleaders won state every year that we were there.
So that's how you got the nickname cheerleader.
The way I got the nickname cheerleader
cheerleader, before you tell this story, we have children watching.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
I had called in one of the first times, and I did not know that people had handles or had names, and they said, "And who is this calling?" And all of a sudden, I just said, "Cheerleader."
I never knew why they called you cheerleader.
That's why they called me cheerleader. But and everybody, even in Birmingham, they always thought I was a cheerleader at Alabama. If that's what they want to think,
I know people. I have a friend who dated like the homecoming queen or a cheerleader. So it becomes part
of
the, you know, they say, "Oh, there's Jack. He married a cheerleader at Alabama." I mean, it's like, just part of the, it's part of the one line that we know about people. I'm going to tell you, cheerleader, I have in my mind, I consider you a cheerleader at Alabama. So you just said, I am not accepting as fact.
Well, I want to just tell you that I have earned that title calling in to you.
And
you have given me that title.
And cheerleader is one of those callers that I do know. I have met cheerleader on countless occasions.
You have met me. And I bet I could almost fit into my cheerleading outfit too.
Oh my! Oh my!
Easy.
Now, cheerleader. I don't. I won't. I mean, anyone who is over any age, for that matter. the idea that
no,
you could,
Danny.
I mean, the idea that someone could, years later. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
Could fit into their cheerleader. Do you still have it?
Oh, no, I wish I did because it was the best-looking thing of all the cheerleading outfits I see on TV. I have my big B with my name on it.
A cheerleader, I'm smart enough, I think, not to ask a woman her age, but we're talking
Her weight.
A couple of years ago, right? Let's say it's 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. What did the cheerleader outfit look like?
The cheerleader outfit was a short skirt, but it was above your knee, but all your parts were covered up.
Okay, so it's not like today.
And we had black and white rah-rah shoes.
Okay.
And little socks, and then we would have a sweater, a beautiful.
There are a bunch of senior citizens right now who are salivating, cheerleader, I have
to tell
you.
Well, and I had my big B, but the best part, Paul, was my hairdo.
What was your
hairdo? I had a flip. My hair was a flip, and it was a beautiful honey brown.
Okay.
That was the color of my hair, and it was a flip.
I want you to dig up a picture. I cannot imagine there's a cheerleader in the world who doesn't have a picture of themselves while they were cheering. Would you agree?
I would think that.
We want to see a picture just to back up what you just got through saying. Trey, good afternoon.
Paul, can you hold on a minute? I got to go get a couple of shots
after
that
phone
call.
I feel like I just went to a sock hop on a Saturday night.
I don't even know if they have them anymore, Paul. I don't think they have them. Those were some good times, wasn't it?
And I heard Rock Around the Clock.
Yes, sir. I totally agree. Hey, Paul, I'm going to ask you a question here, and I'm going to give you my answer and the reason why I believe this, and then I want your opinion. My question is, how much of you are a believer in statistics? Because the guy was talking about statistics about Alabama. As a coach, I was never a big believer in certain kind of statistics, because I believe who you play have a lot to do with it.
Right.
And if you look at Alabama's schedule, except for the South Carolina game, which they didn't play very well, but Brandon Miller did, they played Arkansas, Tennessee, Auburn twice, Texas A&M twice, and San Diego State. All very good defensive teams. So I just think that has a lot more to do with it than the situation that happened in Tuscaloosa. But I do think the situation had a little bit to do with it, but I also think that the schedule has something to do with it.
Explain to me how it had anything to do with it, considering how relentless Alabama was after that. They won by 60. They destroyed teams. They ran right through the SEC tournament. So I'm just not sure how an event on January 15th affected them on the fourth week in March.
Well, I agree with you. That's what I'm saying. I agree with you. Totally. I just don't think that. I think it was more about who. And we talked earlier in the year that Alabama's biggest problem was the defense in the paint and not physical enough. And those games. And San Diego State was just, man, they just got out physical in the paint.
Well, I also think, when you live on statistics and you're having a bad night, you don't have much of a way out of it. Anyway, thanks for the call. Let's continue here. Chip is up next in Georgia. Hey, Chip.
Hey, Mr. Paul. How you doing today, sir?
You're doing great. Thank you very much.
I watched the show yesterday and was listening to Tenenbaum, and I'm going to have to agree with him on Bryce Young probably being the best quarterback. There's a factor, Mr. Powell, called the it factor. And I'm just a little old high school player. That's all I did. And I'm close to your age, so you can imagine it's a long time ago.
Yes.
But we had a fella, he wasn't the fastest, the biggest, the strongest. He just happened to make every tackle. And it seems to me like Bryce Young can make all the plays. He's got the arm. He's got the intelligence and everything else. And C.J. Stroud is right up there with him. But I'm going to, again, have to go with Tannenbaum and say that I think that Bryce Young might be the best quarterback. I'll leave it to you and listen to your comments, sir.
Well, I appreciate it, and I really don't know. But I think he will be taken first. We'll take a break. More to come. More of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
And welcome back here late on Wednesday. Legend is next.
Yeah. Woo! Woo!
Good news, Paul. Good news. I spent last night in my Aaron Rodgers dark room. Much calmer today.
I'm glad to hear
it. And my psychiatrist told me to tell you thank you for doing half his job, whatever that means. Maybe you can explain it to me sometime.
I can.
I see him this morning. But Paul, Legend 5-8 says, a man who conquers himself is greater than one who conquers 1,000 men in battle. And Paul, I've come to realize who I am. I'm 20% crazy, 20% God, 40% crimson, and 20% Feinbaum.
I like that combination. More people should have that combination.
Boy, if you accept yourself, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. If you just accept yourself, let go of the past. Live every day as a gift. Life is so wonderful, so wonderful. Paul, let's talk sports for a change. How about it, baby? You ready?
That will be changed, but I'll give it a shot, Legend. I don't know much about it, but I'll try.
Well, I don't either. And together, baby, we can conjure up something, baby. But hey, I heard somebody say yesterday that wonder if Legend and your regular callers love women's sports. But I love women's sports. Matter of fact, I love the women callers that be calling your show. I don't know if you noticed, but I noticed one thing over the last year. You have gained a legion of 12-year-old followers and a legion of mature women. Woo! Cheerleader! I tell you what, I love Susie Q. Susie Q,
I love you.
Yeah, she ought to be Rookie of the Year, baby. I'll tell you, man. But I love women's sports. I love it so much. I just bet a Benjamin on LSU -2 and South Carolina -12, a two-team parlay, because it's a lot more interesting than the Starry-Ass men's tournament this weekend. How you think I come out on that one, Paul?
I like that. By the way, you're right. I mean, you couldn't give me tickets to the Final Four this weekend in men's. I wouldn't go.
No, I wouldn't either. I am interested to see JB, JL, JK, whatever the hell his name is, get beat by Utah. That's about it, brother.
I would agree with you on that. You may have heard me say, I'll watch that game only for JK's sake.
Yeah, only for JK's sake, hoping that he loses, because we ain't going to be able to live with him if he wins the championship, even in basketball. We're not going to be able to live with that dude. He'll get three new chains around his neck with all the Miami U's this year on it. Hey, Father, I heard Tannen bomb.
Oh, man.
And talk about seeing why he bombed out as a GM. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
Legend, he's only been fired from two clubs. There's 30 more left.
Well, I mean, I hope the Colts don't get him, because we damn sure need to run Chris Ballard, sorry ass. I hope he ain't in line for that one or just Saturday. But I will tell you an interesting fact, Paul, that I know by listening to the Colts podcast and following them religiously like I follow you. They like Hendon Hooker, and Peyton Manning is Hendon Hooker's mentor.
Oh, you're right.
And if there's any organization in football that the players have a voice in the owner's ear, it's the Colts.
Tell me this, Legend. I'm not trying to sound like McShay or something, but couldn't they get something? I mean, Hendon's not going in the first round. It would seem like they might be able to get something more for that pick before they pick Hooker in the second round.
Well, that's what I was going to say to you. The big rumor online is that the Colts are going to trade back out of that fourth spot and pick up multiple picks in the process and draft Hendon Hooker late in the first round, because right. They're not in love with Will Levis, who they see as a Carson Wentz, and they don't believe in AR-15. Like that guy said earlier, would I be mad if they drafted AR-15? Hell yeah, because he's a project, Paul. He's a project, man. If you watch AR-15 at Florida, after the first read was gone, he panicked. And if you panic in the NFL, they will eat you for lunch, baby. I want to ask you this. I heard G-Mac call Hendon Hooker the poor man Geno Smith. Now, I know I don't know as much about quarterbacks as G-Mac, but would you agree with that evaluation of Hendon Hooker?
I'm not sure I would. I really wouldn't.
No, I don't think so either. I'm going to tell you why I think he'd fit good in the Colts, Paul, and I think the Colts will draft him. I'm calling right now. The Colts will trade back and draft Hendon Hooker late in the first round. I'm making that call.
I think that makes sense. I just don't think – but Tannenbaum didn't say that.
I thought his logic was – better GM than him.
And, yeah, I mean, by the way, I think you would make a good GM.
Well, you trade back out of that four, maybe you can get a couple first rounds next year. You never know. You know, somebody wants to come up to four, because Will Levis is a project. AR-15 is a project. The only short quarterbacks in this draft is Stroud and Bryce Young. And Chris Bauer blew his chance by being a passive GM, being somebody that sits back waiting around for something to happen. He missed his opportunity to get the Steph Curry of this draft, and Bryce Young, he blew it. So now the only option is to move back and get Hendon Hooker, or give up a couple first-round draft picks and go get Lamar Jackson. That's the only thing. And they're not going to give up them picks. So the Colts are going to take Hendon Hooker, I promise you. And think about this, Paul. The Philadelphia Eagles OC is the new Colts head coach
you're right,
now.
You're right.
And if you think about, if there's a quarterback that is the next Jalen Hurts, a guy not drafted in the top of the draft, it is definitely Hendon Hooker in this draft. And if you think about Hendon Hooker and that Philadelphia Eagle offense, it kind of makes a lot of sense. Now, the only drawback is he's 25 years old, Paul. He's as old as Stetson Bennett, man. Woo! Man, I love talking sports with you, Paul. I love talking sports because I get down to the geese and bones of it. Man, I hope Bryce Young slips to four. You know, these NFL GMs are stupid. They might take AR-15. You know Carolina GM's stupid. You know it, Paul. Paul, shout out to Conference UAB, UAB and Jelly Walker. What a 100 on you last night. Love you, UAB. Keep rolling, baby. Love you, Paul. Women's sports, love you. Susie Q, all you ladies. Keep rocking, baby. Elvis has left the building.
G is up next in the ATL. Hello, G.
Hey, Paul. Man, you talking about blue suede shoes, huh? I'm having a hard time coming behind this one, man.
Give it a shot.
Yeah, well, you know, Paul, I concur with him because yesterday when I heard Jim, I was at dialysis and my nurse was asking me, why is your blood pressure going up, Mr. I said, well, this guy is just over here rocking my man on the Firebomb show, and he has no reason to doing that. I said, you know, he's like one of those guys that you go around in the neighborhood and play with. If you don't agree with him, and he just takes it out on you. You know what I'm saying? Just takes it out on you. Paul, yeah, I mean, you don't deserve that, man.
Everyone knows a Jim, whether it's a family member, a relative, somebody you work with. I mean, everybody knows that loud, obnoxious, out of control.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did I just say that? Scratch that, will you?
Yeah.
I didn't mean that, G. Don't take me seriously.
Mr. Feinbaum, it's like this. I mean, like you say, my dad always told me, if you can't take the heat, stay out the kitchen. Well, Legend said, I love listening to Legend. I'm a Georgia fan, but I love him. I love listening to Legend because he says what he says and he means it. And, you know, and I concur with him. Like I said, I will bust a wall down for you, Mr.
Hey, G, did they ever get us back on at your facility where you're getting treatment?
Say again, sir?
Remember, didn't you tell me one time that when you were getting treatment, they didn't have our show on there?
Right again, but they do now.
Okay.
I told my insurance, the guy who's our insurance, saying you too much money for us to have some, you know, they got rid of DirecTV, and now they got the Comcast.
Okay, well, that's great. I'm really glad to hear that, because you're there for a long time, and I'm glad you, at least when you're there in the afternoon, you can catch us.
Hey, one more thing, Mr. Feinbaum. I want everybody out there to pray for me, because I went to get on the kidney list yesterday, and so much you got to go through to get on there and everything. It was like a whole day process, and I know in 2 weeks if I made it or not.
Well, G, let me tell you, I have mentioned your calls to us, to many of my friends, just to talk about the resiliency of our callers, and we are all praying for you, hoping for the best. G, you be well.
Yes, sir. I keep calling, too. You take care, Paul.
You keep it up. For those who don't know the story, G is going through dialysis, and he complained because he's there, and obviously most of you know the length and the difficulty of dialysis. It can take all day. He was upset that they didn't have our show on the cable or the satellite, and that was changed. We're happy to hear that. We'll take a short break, and we're coming right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
And welcome back. And Miss Pat is up next.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I was just going to relate. Do you remember a little over a year ago, the first time I called you, your sweet guys that work in the control room said, who is this? And I said, it is Pat from Georgia. They said, okay, Pat from Georgia. So that's what I was until Pat from Georgia started calling, and he was a man.
Right.
And so then... Yeah, then I became Miss Pat, and I was afraid it was because y'all found out how old I was.
No, age is irrelevant here, but I mean, look at the host.
this is very
so,
true. Okay.
No, we think Miss Pat works great for you.
Well, thank you. People call me that at church, too. Anyway, I really enjoyed Legend's call, but I heard that Jim was blocked.
Jim was blocked from doing what?
From your program.
What do they always say when you ask a coach about, like, a player is not in the game and the coach is, that's an internal issue.
Okay. Well, I didn't know. I saw that on Twitter, so I was just curious.
We're handling that matter internally. Nobody is blocked from coming on. That is a misnomer.
Okay.
There are some people who we just tell we don't want to talk to today. But
okay. Well, one more thing I want to tell you. I could have been called Queen because I was homecoming queen in high school. Does that count?
Now, Miss Pat, I have to ask you about that. Homecoming queen, okay. Where I grew up, that was a big deal.
The
homecoming queens wouldn't even, would they talk to you?
No.
Homecoming queens, of course, I went to a boys' school, but.
yeah, that would have been a big deal at a boys' school.
But I later went to a co-ed school, and I don't remember the. But this was in Georgia or Alabama?
No, it was in Alabama, Enterprise, Alabama.
Oh, you grew up in Enterprise, okay.
Oh, yeah. Hometown. Anyway. I just wanted to call and say,
well, Pat,
hey,
do you still have the,
I love your program.
Can you share a picture with us one day of your homecoming court?
Gosh, I'd have to find one.
I have a very difficult time believing, Miss Pat, that you don't have a picture of your being homecoming queen at Enterprise High School.
Okay. My husband just told me that, yes, I do. So I will take a picture of it because, you know, it's on a black and white. And I will send it to your guys. How's that? It may not be tonight. It may be tomorrow.
Well, you know, you take your time. It's no rush. But
I will.
I don't know why. I think that's kind of a fun thing to do. Find out what people. Everyone knows what I looked like in high school. I looked like a long-haired crazy person. But
I
didn't look like I-Man. I can assure you. I looked like I would not be arrested walking down the street.
Well, you wouldn't have had a reason to be, Paul.
But I am.
Never mind.
So you grew up not that far from Auburn.
Absolutely, yeah. Auburn is just east of Montgomery,
right.
And Enterprise is just south of Montgomery. Enterprise is 90 miles south of Montgomery.
So you're kind of from the, because I've been to Dothan a couple of times.
Oh, Dothan. That was my first teaching job, was at Dothan High School.
Okay.
My first year out of Auburn.
So is Enterprise, you're heading to, so like you're going from Dothan to Montgomery, would that be Enterprise? Would you go through?
No, you wouldn't go through Enterprise there, but you would go through Enterprise if you were going from Montgomery to Panama City Beach.
Okay.
Straight through Enterprise.
I know I've been through there. Okay, so I was just trying to,
yeah.
Okay, so you... So it's the Panama City exit, which has always seemed to be pretty convoluted.
But, you probably, if you went through town, you'd go around the Bolivar Monument.
Okay. I know I've been there. I just can't remember. Okay. We will eagerly anticipate the pictures from Miss Pat as homecoming. The things we learn about our audience.
Fascinating.
The Wildcats, Enterprise High School, down there in the Wiregrass. Susie is up next. Hello, Susie.
Hi, Paul. I just had to call. First of all, thank you, Legend. He's my favorite caller, so him giving me a shout-out, that was really, really sweet.
That was great.
I said that to my daughters. And a comment on cheerleaders. I was a majorette my 11th grade year and a cheerleader my senior year.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't make cheering for my 10th or 11th grade year, but I never gave up and was finally a cheerleader my senior year, my dream. It, you know, taught me a lot.
So Susie was a cheerleader. She was a cheerleader, homecoming queen. Randy, were you anything in high school?
Yes.
What were you?
I played ball.
Oh, you were an athlete.
Okay.
I was like a complete nobody. I don't have anything to share about my days in high school.
Well, I know that cheerleader obviously does not want to give her age, and that's
your
prerogative.
Let me assure you, Susie,
I
have met cheerleader, so I can come within. I know how old she is.
I wore those. Just put it this way: I'm 74,
okay.
And I wore those black and white.
I hear
shoes. They were my favorite shoes ever, saddle shoes. We only had maybe eight of us on the cheering squad. I was a little town in Pennsylvania, and we didn't do all the fancy stuff.
So where in the PA were you from?
A little town called Meadville, Pennsylvania, home of Allegheny College, and it's where Talon Zipper started. The first zipper in the United States.
So what would be the nearest city, or major city?
Erie, Pennsylvania, is 35 miles, and Pittsburgh is 87 miles.
Okay, so you're in the western part of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, we called it Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Well, that's a great line. James Carville came up with this line. I saw him last summer, and I asked him where he came up with it. He was asked about politics, and Pennsylvania is always the most important state from the electoral standpoint. And he said basically, Carville said, if you drive from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh, you're in Alabama. Or Kentucky.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can basically fill in the blank, but I mean, it's rural, it's factories, it's deer hunting, it's not what you would think when you think of the Keystone State.
Oh, it's fishing, trout fishing.
Yeah.
Talon Zipper was there, Viscose was there, that was another they did, and there was that's where Chatelock tools are made.
Right.
And they did a documentary on Chatelock recently.
Okay.
Best tools you can buy, Paul.
Stream that. Well, this is great. Well, okay, we want your picture too. We are going one day when there's nothing going on, unlike today. We're just going to kick back and see what everybody looked like in high school. Thanks. We're up against the break. We come back with more of your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Again, Mike is up next in Louisiana. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you for checking in with us.
Well, I called. I wanted to start off by a shout-out to these cheerleaders that are calling in.
Oh, man.
I married one.
Did you?
Long time ago. Same galaxy, but a long time ago, and still one of the greatest human beings that I'll ever know.
Well, and, that is fantastic.
And I want to send out something so that they know, your callers know, that I know what I'm talking about, and it's this. You won't understand, but they will. Ready? Hit it. They'll understand. My next question
never
is...
Never dated a cheerleader. I don't know what that means. Did you get it?
No, it's a little deal that they do before they start a routine. But anyway...
I just like the way the cheerleaders move the things. What's that called?
Well, I mean, I think it's awesome that they call in and they're so precious, but only their husbands know what I'm talking about. But anyway, the next thing is to send out
my latest book,
from Duke
Husband's Hall. Secrets, about their cheerleader wives.
Right. And the next thing is to send a shout out to G from Duthon, Louisiana. We're praying for you, brother. I know what that's about. And prayers to Jim, because Paul, I don't know if a lot of people realize that, your venue could be saving him. And if he thought people were praying for him, maybe it'll make a difference.
Well, it's interesting, Mike, and I'm glad you brought that up, because a couple weeks ago they were, and then a lot of the goodwill dissipated. I feel like I'm giving a weather forecast here. And I feel like I'll say it and he won't. He needs this show, and I'm afraid that he has gotten so bitter in his feelings that he's pushing himself away, and I think that's a detriment to his health.
Well, Paul, all of us, when you get to be my age, you've been in deals where you kind of lash out, but if you don't have anybody to, you know, for it to go anywhere, It's not good. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and fast forward a little bit because I came to stir the pot a little bit. I was just wondering, you know, with the technology today and watching all these criminal shows and all this stuff, that they have something called voice recognition matching. Y'all right. don't have that capability, do you?
We do not.
Okay, well, there's a guy, and I'm not sure which one it is, that calls you that. After he finished talking, you have to take a deep breath and reset. Is it Jeff from Ohio?
Yeah, that's Jeff in Columbus. The one that that walks, it's like you're in a bar at closing time, and he walks in and starts ordering and telling everybody about his favorite team. That's Jeff.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Well, I just wanted to clarify that first. Because we have something to compare it to in the event that someday we have that capability. I called to take up for my brothers from Louisiana because there's a guy that calls in later in the afternoon. Seems kind of like it's an hour or two after Jeff calls that says he's Augie from New Orleans.
That is correct.
And my contention is the way he speaks about the people from Louisiana and the teams and everything else on any given occasion, that it might be after Augie. I mean, Jeff has about three beers and two shots of tequila, and then he calls in and he's Augie from New Orleans. Okay, Paul.
Hey, thank you very much, Mike. You be well. You take care of yourself. Jeff is up next. Hello, Jeff. Not that Jeff, but this Jeff.
No, it's Jeff from Alabama.
Thank you.
Hey, Kentucky is number one RPI baseball this year.
Really?
Yes. We also had the McDonald's All-American Most Valuable Player for basketball.
How'd that help you in the tournament?
Well, that's going to help us next year.
Let's hope. Kentucky is always living on next year, but thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Dale in Colorado. Hello, Dale.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Very well, Dale. Good afternoon.
Yeah, so just one quick comment. Hey, I was a cheerleader in high school, too, but I got kicked off the team because my skirt was too short. I got pictures. You want to see them?
No, I don't. But thank you for offering.
Hey, no, but I need your expert opinion, Paul.
Shoot.
If you don't mind.
No, happy to help.
Okay, so, out of the Power Five conferences next year, who is your biggest surprise and who is your biggest disappointment?
Well, I haven't studied this too closely, but I look for Wisconsin to have a big year with Fickell and
absolutely.
Whether they're good enough to make it be in contention, I doubt. But I think they're good enough to get a lot better. Surprises.
Okay, so I
tell you, I'm also very high in the SEC on Texas A&M to have a huge bounce back year.
Do you think really? I mean, they had one of the best recruiting classes last year.
Yeah, no, I just think I think last year they didn't handle it. I think they've got the quarterback. I'm pretty confident on Bobby Petrino in spite of all the negativity and. I just think they're going to have a big year. Thank you for the call. Because they did play Miami, which is always a disappointment. Rick is up next in Missouri. Hello, Rick. I didn't hear Rick, so let me try Jay in Indiana. Hello, Jay. Go right ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Very well.
I haven't talked to you in a while.
I'm glad to hear from you.
Last time I talked to you, I told you that Troy would upset LSU in LSU. And as a matter of fact, you was in somewhat agreement with me.
That was a couple of years ago. That was a long time ago.
Yes, it was. I told you, Stephen Rousey, number 67.
Oh, I remember
from
that.
From Troy. He's now plays for the New Orleans Breakers, the USFL team.
Oh, that's
right. Exciting to watch. Had he not moved to left tackle from guard, he'd be in the NFL. Me and my cousin both tried to tell him. But to get to these kids getting paid, Paul, in college right now, let's be honest. We all know what's the thing that everybody tell these kids when they get to the college level. it's a business. Right? It's a business. These schools are all funded. Some of your biggest schools are funded by what? Sports. It's the money from the sports that they're funded by.